B-Pod Studios.
With Gargano and Martinez.
That you're watching perhaps the best team in the history of the franchise. Oh, did I really say that? But my Lord, they are so potent. They are so talented. LeBron, the Lakers come in. And you just blow them off the court like you're unstoppable.
I think you got to pump the brakes a little bit. Like, I think you're a little out of control. Nah, I get you're excited.
Nah. Don't tell me to pump the brakes.
I mean,
pump your ass.
Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
All right, midday show recap brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Try their all new Dietz Nuts Protein Pat Savory Salt and Snack. Learn more at DietzandWatson.com.
I love that Dietz they nuts. Embrace that.
Smart.
That's awesome. Yeah,
it's
nuts. Real quick, Roy Norris tweets it. He says, that was one of the best interviews in the history of sports radio. Well done, boys. Thanks to Elton Brand and for Chad for coming in. Or Chris, sorry. Chris Heck coming in. What awesome. Just awesome. And both of those guys, they're really good at their job, but they're really good guys, too.
Terrific.
Genuine.
They're really good at, you know, really good at their job, and they're really great guys. I know both of them for a long time.
Yeah.
So, awesome. I'm happy for their success. I really am. And the beauty of why the fan base will just fall in love with Elton is not just the success of the deals, but, you know, he's really forthright. He's a great guy. He's a part of the community. He wants to be a part of the community, the whole thing. Really smart. He's good at his job. And he's forthright.
Yeah. And that's a criticism we had about the Sixers. There was no transparency, remember?
And he's the guy that, you know, God forbid there's something that goes wrong, he'll be out there to address it. He'll address it.
Takes it head on.
Listen, he was on with Mike on Friday. He was really, really forthright talking about the trade deadline.
Yep.
And what he was thinking about and going after. And I just think you're going to love him being the steward of the franchise.
Yeah, Ryan tweets in, he goes, wow, I love EB. Never heard a GM so open about everything. Great interview. Larry O tweets in and goes, wow, I love Elton. No, greatest quote. regards to Magic.
You know,
story.
Would you give him, permission? No.
Yeah.
That was one of my no's. Like, yeah. I love that no. That
yeah,
was a great no.
No.
So good.
There's no left up for interpretation with
good
that
for
no.
You. Like, I would have been the sucker where he's walking all over me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have been like, all right, you know, I love it. EB said no.
He goes, no. That was great. And he tells the whole backstory, too.
Yeah, it's a great
which
story.
We didn't know. Like,
yeah.
We just got the quote. We just heard about it yesterday. We didn't know this goes back, you know, 4 to 6 weeks or whatever, that like Elton said that. But I will tell you that something that was very revealing to me is Elton brought up that Ben wanted to talk. And he has a list of guys that, like Kobe and Michael Jordan.
Yeah, to talk to great players about preparation, what they've done. I think that's
what it takes to win.
That's a great thing.
It's something we didn't know about Ben. Like, that's going above and beyond. That's not just working out in the gym. That's working on the mental approach to being a professional, to be the greatest in the game.
Now, forgive me, but I wonder if it's a docuseries.
Oh, then he's doing it on camera? Maybe. Good point. It's a Showtime thing.
I mean, it's a great, I would watch it.
Oh my God, yeah, with those guys?
Yeah.
Like Ben sitting down with Jordan?
Like, I would watch it. I'd love that. The first thing I thought of when Elton is telling us the story is, man, I hope they put a camera there so I can see it.
Be a fly on the wall. Well, I love hearing from the greats of all time, no matter what they do.
Well, it's the message, right. And it's the message to the up-and-coming great. That's a great story.
And anybody can, like, hear that stuff, and you can take it in whatever you do for a living, because it's about...
Yeah.
If you don't prepare, you're
it's
preparing
a motivational
to lose.
Tool, right.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Let's get to the phones. Talk to the people. Stan and Broomall is on the Fanatic. How you doing, Stanley?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Stan.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. The thing I gotta say, man, I've always been a fan of Elton. I remember when we signed him that summer. I think it was 08, after the Sixers made the playoffs and they lost to I think it was Detroit.
Yeah.
And we signed Elton, and at that time he was arguably top 3, top 4 big men, power forwards in the game. You had Tim, you had Dirk, You had KG, and then Elton was right there. And I remember being so excited for that season. And then, unfortunately, I think he had like a torn labrum or something like that. So he ended up missing majority of the season. But he's always been a stand-up guy to me.
Yeah.
I always respected. And when I heard that the Sixers brought him in as the GM, I was like, yo, I think this is going to be some things. This is going to be some things that are going to happen here, man. Because I think Elton has that. He just has that cachet about him. He earned the respect of the guys around the league. He's a true professional. Even when they brought him in, remember, with that whole Jahlil Okafor situation, and they brought him in just to kind of sit there and mentor the kid and teach him the way the league operates. You know, because I think it was right after Jahlil got into that fight, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm just saying, like, hearing him speak and then hearing him saying flat out no to the Magic thing is just, it's just priceless.
It is.
You know, I heard both of your arguments, you and Jason, about, you know, Ben working with Magic, and I get both sides of it. On one side, yeah, I don't really trust Magic Johnson. The fact that they're struggling kind of brings a smile to my face because I hate that whole L.A. Lure
thing. I feel you, Stanley.
But at the same time, Magic is probably the best mirror image that Ben could look at as far as the way his game is, you know? So
I understand the other side of it. I mean, I get it. I don't, you know, you can't trust, you know, I don't trust Magic either.
So I'm just looking at it from just the overall standpoint that you got to just love what you're seeing, man. Tobias Harris. I will say this though. Brett Brown, you can say what you want about the Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala moves and there were mistakes and all that. But, you know, you did certain deals and you made certain moves and it was Brett that got that 21 that he picked. Draft night when people were saying you should have kept Mikal Bridges and who Zaire Smith is not even playing.
The 2021 pick, yeah.
2021 pick, like that was a Brett move. So, you know,
yeah,
you got to use it as an asset. I felt like Mike Muscala, as far as being a stretch 4 or 5, I don't think he was terrible.
Yeah, he was terrible.
Yeah, I hated him.
When you consider Tobias Harris or Mike Muscala.
I hated him, period. He was one of my top 25 eights. He made my list of top 25 eights.
Yeah, he played her a cup of coffee. He had like an espresso.
I see that done.
Self.
I hate him.
Another guy, like you look at like the faces of the years where it was tough. And it leads you to here, where you see the faces of Joel and Jimmy Butler and Ben Simmons and now Tobias Harris and JJ, right? They're like the mountain faces or whatever. But along the way, it was the escape from Shawshank. It was, you know, crawling through a sewer of sewage to get here.
I mean,
it wasn't easy.
I mean, that's the process, right? Like, the process, like, no one, everybody knew it was going to be difficult. And, that you know, we were always going to argue the merits of taking that route. Like, we, you know, for years.
But they were always resolute.
Look, you got it, right? Like,
either commit or don't.
Right. Once you're in it, you know, there's only one way to go. You got to just keep trudging through. But, you know, despite the crazy things that occurred, like the Colangelo thing.
Calamity, as you call it.
The Colangelo calamity. I mean, it was.
That's a chapter in the book, by the way.
It is. Colangelo calamity was. So when that occurs, you're like, oh my God. What, you know, he had everything set up. I mean, you losing your general manager is a tough deal at that point when it's unexpected, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then here it is. You know, Elton came in and he really cleaned up the mess.
Well, the thing is, and he told the story, you know, he's the GM with the 87ers, and he's going, I'll be like, you know, I'll do that for like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
I'll send the vice president.
Right, and then go somewhere else.
Yeah, and then yeah. I'll get my opportunity. But all of a sudden, this opportunity after the Colangelo calamity presents itself.
Yeah.
And what does Elton do? Well, let me get in there. Let me pitch my plan. And boom, it goes in, and his pitch works. They tap him as the next GM over some pretty big names.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing that really... Well, I really like to. All of his attributes are obvious, right? But he can speak to players, all right. So here's the thing that's going to help me sleep at night is knowing that he speaks to Jimmy.
Yeah.
So all these things about, say, Jimmy Butler, we watch on TV 3,000 miles away, and we see a puss on his face, and we see this. Or we read in the social media, you know, whatever it is. Knowing that Elton Brand talks to him on a regular basis, that's a big deal.
That's different than Brian Colangelo talking to Jimmy Butler or Sam Hinkie talking to a player.
It's a peer,
that's a
right? It's a guy like Elton's a peer that's respected.
He's, instant respect.
Well, he's young, so you have that
played.
Well, that's number one. The fact that he played and was a good player in the league,
number one overall pick,
tells you. And you know what? He's impressive. The guys respect him because he's impressive. Played the game, and now he's boss.
And his demeanor.
Respect him.
The way Elton carries himself, his demeanor, is just impressive.
It is.
Yeah, the way he speaks, how forthright he is.
Correct.
Talking about this trade deadline. Or when you asked him about Jimmy, you know, I never got a sense in when, no matter what you asked him, that you were going to get a guy that was going to dance. Tap dance, right?
No dancing.
We asked him about Fultz. He was just forthright.
Yeah, no dancing. Yep,
no dancing at all. And I'm telling you, people see that, and it gets you equity. Like, this fan base is smart. They see a guy that's like a used car salesman, and they go, I don't feel good about this. And it affects the way they think and their enjoyment. When you see a guy that's authentic like that and forthright, that goes a long way.
I agree.
Let's go to Tom in Deptford on the Fanatic. How you doing, Tommy?
Yeah, well, that's the perfect thing. I've seen a used car salesman at Colangelo who got the job basically because of his dad. I mean, basically, that's what he said. I don't trust him. Brand's a cool cat. He's like a poor man version of Doc, eh? Come on, you want to talk. You want to do a deal with a guy like that. And plus, he's lived apart. He's been on the court all those years. I want to talk to that guy. I want to do a deal with him. I trust him. I wanted nothing to do with Colangelo. Stay far away.
Yeah, well, the other thing, Tom, just from our perspective, Anthony and I, and we're here in the studio with Elton, he's a guy that looks at you in your eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I want to do it. And plus, he knows the game. He knows what that team needed right away. He went out and got a guy who had a wingspan, a poor version of Kevin Durant. That was exactly what that team needed. He knew it, too. He was chomping at the bit to get in there and make these moves. I mean, I don't know what that guy was doing, Colangelo. I scratch my head every time with a guy like that. And Ant, no, stay away, Magic. I don't want none. I seen him and the other white hair guy. Listen to me. I seen him and the other white hair guy. They should have been sitting up in the rafters. What were they doing courtside? I want nothing to do with them. That's like mayonnaise on a cheesesteak, Ant. No way.
Well, he thinks he's still part of the show, Tommy.
Tommy, you're the greatest, man.
I'll come in and it'll be the best 2 hours of the day. You have no idea.
You're the greatest.
I'm telling you, stay away, Magic. If he picks up the phone, I break his finger, Ben. I'm telling you. Don't go nowhere near that phone. I don't want to hear him. He's on a bike in L.A.
Yeah.
I want nothing. Please. And hey, listen, a 7'2 guy who can put the ball on the floor, that's scary, dude.
I know.
I'm telling you, you got a Shaq with moves. I mean, Shaq was a truck, but this guy can put the ball on the floor. I mean,
imagine, like, you know, what's amazing, Tommy, is his touch.
Oh, my God. And listen, guys like that have a touch when they're down low. This guy's doing it at the top of the game. Yeah.
He's got it everywhere.
And it's the way he handles the ball, too. Like, you know, like, it's amazing because he's got it, like, now, again, you're a big man, so you're always taught never to really handle the ball. But he acts, and sometimes Joel get in trouble with it. But my God, his touch allows him to have a handle. Like, it's pretty amazing.
How about spinning off defenders? Like, the back spin and then turn around and just fade away.
Well, again, he's got, like, in just the athleticism, the freakish feet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the feet is ridiculous. And when you look at a guy, you always look at his feet. Like, in his feet, does he have good feet? Right? It's the same thing. It helps a quarterback, right?
Yep.
You gotta have good feet.
Yeah, can't have happy.
It's like athleticism, and then you look at the touch. So he's got incredible touch. Just what, like, the ball appears comfortable in his hands.
Well, Mikey Miss always talks about how the ball comes off the fingertips for a shooter, and you see it with him. Like, you see him at the free throw line; it's just like so natural.
Yeah.
And then to your point, the feet and the soccer. Him playing soccer so much definitely helped his feet.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
It's amazing though for a guy that grew up playing soccer. To have the feel, like that's a God-given trait, is his feel of the ball.
Yeah.
To actually feel the ball.
How
it's
in your hand, right?
You know, I mean if it belongs. Like, you can see it. Like, he's got
it's
got
almost like he carried one his entire life.
He's got a feel with it.
Yeah. Vic Ciervo tweets in, he goes, the only way Elton's no in regards to Magic would have been better as if he added an okay. Now, has your feeling changed on that?
I don't care. Listen, I understood your side. I never told you I didn't understand your side. I understood your side. I love the fact that Elton said no, too. It was a great quote.
Yeah.
But, I don't really care because...
You just want to develop the kid.
I want the kid... I believe the kid is true. So I believe the kid wants to be here. I don't think he's got eyes for Los Angeles, even though he's dating a starlet or whatever. I think he likes it here.
By the way, they're 14-2 when she's there. When she's courtside.
Okay.
Maybe she's just a distraction. But no, what you're saying is he's pure in his intent.
I believe that.
Okay.
I believe in the kid. I believe the kid. So I believe in Ben. And I believe that, I just wanted to see him grow as a player.
Romito Jr. says, the one thing that scared me is when Elton said Ben's family wanted him to do that. He goes, I don't like that. I think the family wants Ben in L.A., but don't worry about that right now.
I don't know. Again, that could be a part of a TV show.
Yeah, he could be working on something.
So that could be part of, the family could be putting together a docuseries, and that could be part of the deal.
610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. And we've got a couple open lines for the first time today. What a weekend it was. Friday night, Sixers-Denver, unleashing Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler, J.J. Redick, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid on the NBA. They get a win Friday. Boom. The Flyers come back Saturday and get a win over the lowly Ducks. Sunday, 3:30. Yeah, finally. 3:30. Lakers and LeBron in town. LeBron looked disinterested in the beginning of that game because Kuzma was just filling it up. But then the Sixers just trounced the Lakers.
LeBron almost had a triple-double, so it wasn't that disinterested.
Well, he figured it out. In the beginning, he just didn't look like he was...
He'll get everybody involved in early.
Yeah, involve everybody else, but the Sixers floor him with 143 points. Flyers-Penguins tonight, and then tomorrow night, Sixers-Celtics.
That's great. It's been a great
our heads are gonna
5
pop.
Days. Yeah.
610-632-0975. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, Valentine's Day is Thursday. That's right. The woman in your life has been lying to you, FYI. She's been telling you she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day, but in reality, it's a test. It's a trick. It's a ruse. Don't fall for it. Listen, when the person you love says, I don't want anything for Valentine's Day. Maybe true, they don't need anything, but they want something, all right? Let me tell you something. What better way to say I love you than with a real long stem American Beauty rose deeply and lavishly dipped in pure 24 karat gold? I've known Steven for years. I can tell you personally, this is the best gift ever for Valentine's Day. They're not going to die in a week. They're not going to get tossed in trash like flowers. They last forever, and they come with a lifetime guarantee. Starting at only $59. Don't pay for shipping. Go right now to IHStevensSinger.com. Take advantage of Steven's free shipping to arrive by Valentine's Day. Many, many, many gorgeous colors to choose from that are exclusively and only available at Steven Singer Jewelers. That's IHateStevenSinger.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Development. He's an all-star. Joel, MVP candidate, truly. So I don't know how long this window's going to be open. I see other disgruntled superstars wanting to leave because their management, their organization, their city didn't give them the backing of talent to compete at a championship level. So that's why we had to go for it.
All right. Third question was Elton Brand.
It's a great point by him, by the way.
So we had Sixers GM Elton Brand in studio along with team president Chris Heck. They will both be podcasted shortly, and if you missed it, we're going to re-air it at 1:15, 1:20. So make sure you're listening.
Very revealing conversation.
Yeah, a lot of fun. It's been fun to talk about this thing, Jason.
Yeah, he's Elton Brand right now is the toast of the town. The players are always the toast of the town. And when you got, that starting five, they deservedly are the toast of town because they're the guys that ultimately determine success or failure on the field of play, on the court in this instance. But Elton Brand and Chris brought it up about, you know, he stood up and had to go do the TV interview. I think it was either Friday or yesterday. And the three sections that saw him stand up started going nuts when he stands up. It's pretty cool. So he's the toast of the town.
He is.
Brought that position back to a position of a lot of dignity and people feeling really confident about the job that he's done so far. And rightfully so. He's done a great job.
Yeah. I tell you, I love him. I absolutely love the guy. I really do.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to have Frank Isola, who covers the NBA, ESPN, and
great insider.
The NBA NBA radio. So we'll talk to Frank coming up shortly. We got him right now. In fact, my old buddy, he and I used to run the town together in New York.
Let me guess, you two had a drink or two together.
What do you say, Frankie?
A couple. So now you guys go from being a football town, now you're a basketball town, just like that, huh?
Hopefully to a baseball town at some point,
you're,
Frank.
You're watching this. You're seeing this team. I got to get your opinion, man. What do you think of them?
Well, that's what I was going to say. You guys are a football town, a basketball town. New York, we're neither. Well, I guess you're counting the Yankees to try to do something.
That's right.
And we got three hockey teams. Maybe one of them will come through. Now, hey, you know what? I like the team a lot better than I did at the start of the season. I didn't think you could win when, obviously, I think they thought the same thing. You can't win with the backcourt of Ben Simmons and Markelle Fultz. Just from the standpoint of one guy won't take three-point shots. The other guy can't make them when he's shooting them. So that was never going to work. I give them credit for trying it early on and for cutting their losses there. But going out and get Jimmy Butler, I thought that was a good move. I think getting Tobias Harris was terrific. You can just see in his body language, the way that he kind of conducts himself, even when he's on the bench, that he is all in. And if Tobias Harris, in theory, is going to be your fourth best player, that's a pretty good fourth player to have. Not a lot of teams have a guy. Not a lot of teams have a number two like that, much less a number four guy.
Frankie, do me a favor. And look, you've been covering this league a long time and cover for ESPN, NBA radio. A lot of people here may not have known a lot about Tobias Harris, and a guy that's moved around, played for the Clippers most recently, and we understand like really how good of a ball player he is. Tell them about him and what he's like, and how good a fit he is to stretch four here.
Yeah, and you can even tell just from his relationship with Boban Marjanovic. Those two got along really well in L.A. They both got traded together. First of all, he's a great team guy. And I understand that he has bounced around where you're trying to find like the perfect situation. He had kind of found a home with the Clippers, but the Clippers believe that they can go out this summer and maybe not only get Kawhi Leonard, but maybe another player. And with Tobias Harris's free agency coming up, I think they're actually trying to find a way to try to keep, get two guys and keep Tobias Harris. Clearly, maybe they didn't think that was going to work, but there's going to be a lot of interest in Tobias Harris over the summer. Both New York teams like him a lot. Listen, he's a big, in a league now where you need these forwards that can handle the ball and shoot and defend, he's a terrific player to have. And I'm sure, for Philadelphia, part of the reason they're going for it this season, which you like, but, if something were to happen with maybe Jimmy Butler doesn't resign or maybe they don't want him to come back, going into next season where your three featured players are Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and Tobias Harris, that's pretty good, especially in a conference, in a division, where if you think about it, let's say for argument's sake, Kawhi Leonard ends up staying in Toronto, even though a lot of people don't think he's going to stay there. You still have Boston, and then Philadelphia, and now, the Nets are doing much better. They finally have cap space. The Knicks, are going to have, going to have a high pick. They have cap space. So just the division alone.
Oh, the division, yeah.
The division alone is very good, but the conference, even if you include Indiana, which I find it hard to believe Indiana could win three playoff rounds without Victor Oladipo, but really for the last decade, it's almost been, it's whatever team LeBron is on, and then maybe one other team could get to the finals. This year, you look at those top teams in the East with Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Toronto, and Boston, those are four legitimate teams. Two of them are going to be real disappointed that they lost in the second round. So it's much more wide open. It's definitely more interesting now that kind of LeBron is gone and everyone has like a better chance now of getting to a finals.
Frank, I saw ESPN NBA radio with us. Frankie, who would you give that second mark to? If you're stacking Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee, and the Sixers, Milwaukee with Mirotic, or do you go back to Toronto?
Well, it's a tough one because I like what Toronto did getting Marc Gasol and Kawhi. If you're being realistic about it, if you look in the Eastern Conference and if you take Dwayne Wade out of the equation because where he is in his career. The two most accomplished playoff performers are Kawhi Leonard and Kyrie Irving. Kyrie's hit the biggest shot in Cavalier history. He's won the championship. Kawhi's been in two finals. He was a finals MVP, beat LeBron. So those two guys are the most accomplished. I like Milwaukee a lot, but they still haven't won a playoff series yet. You know, as much as, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo is, you know, works hard, plays hard, is everything you'd want in a superstar player, you'd like to see his shooting get a little bit better. He's yet to win a playoff round. That's why I thought last year for Philadelphia, even though they did not play well in that second round series against Boston, and Embiid and Ben Simmons both, you know, were a little disappointing. The fact that they made it to the playoffs last year and got out of the first round, that'll help. And that experience that they have with Jimmy Butler, to me, they're going to be a tough out. I would look at them as the team that I don't want to play just because of all the firepower they have now.
Hey, Frank, when you look at the situation, you alluded to it, that there's going to be a lot of teams out there looking for the services of a guy like Tobias Harris. And, you know, he's an expiring contract, as is Jimmy Butler. Do you anticipate that it being an issue for Elton Brand and the Sixers and bringing the four back of Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, and Jimmy Butler? Or do you think that maybe one of those guys does not return here, leaving that max contract open to go to another player, maybe like a Kevin Durant?
Well, you know how it is. It's a lot of it depends on how the season ends. That's usually the case with a lot of these guys. Like, how their season ends, then they'll decide, like, you know, what kind of move the player might make and what kind of move the front office might make. And, you know, somebody brought up today when I did my radio show when they were talking about LeBron James. And I kept thinking, there has to come a point where he sits back and he thinks, you know, I just should have stayed in Cleveland because I'm in the Eastern Conference. It's not like Hollywood is going anywhere. That's always, you know, it's always going to be there when I'm done playing, and I still could be involved being in Cleveland. And somebody mentioned, do you think he looks at Philadelphia now? Because if he had gone to Philadelphia, they still would have been able to go out and trade for one of these guys that they have on the team. And everyone thought, ah, LeBron goes to Philadelphia. Think about how good they could be. Now think about it. He had to have been, that thought must cross his mind at some point. Because right now, he's in 10th place in the Western Conference. Well, Philadelphia, maybe guys didn't believe in him. And to your point, maybe a guy like Kevin Durant will say, you know what, it's not the worst thing. I'll go there with Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and one of those other guys, and think about what we can do in Philadelphia.
Yeah. I mean, he's from D.C. So if you're looking, you know, all the talk was Kyrie and KD going to New York. But if you want to go startup, or do you go, if you're KD, go, man, come here, man. It's not, I'll win a couple more titles on another team from the East, and I'm 2 hours from where I grew up.
And you know what LeBron is finding out this year, and Kevin Durant has to consider this as well. You know, LeBron, there were some points last season, even though he did play all 82 games, you know, it's not like they were ever in danger of not making the playoffs.
Right.
They have 26 games left. He has to fight now to get his team into the playoffs. Kevin Durant, the same thing in Golden State. He doesn't have to fight to get into the playoffs. You can kind of, you know, I'm not saying you're going to cruise, but you don't have to bring it every single night. If you go to a place like Philadelphia with all the other players that they have, you'll know that you're going to be a playoff team, and you'll still have something left in the tank when the playoffs start.
Don't you think he was doing that? Two things. One, because it was for next year. Like, LeBron's coming there really arcing towards next year when they have some flexibility and he makes some moves and the whole Anthony Davis thing shakes out or whatever. And I think if he looked here, there was a little redundancy with Ben.
Now, Ben, I see that.
Right? Like a little bit?
But I understand that part of it. But, you know, when LeBron ended up signing with the Lakers, you know, if you heard, like, the way the media was covering in L.A., the way Magic Johnson was talking about it, and the way the fans were talking about it, they made it sound like they just signed 27-year-old LeBron. He turned 34 on December 30th. Yeah. So it's not like you could just throw away a season, and maybe he thought Paul George was going to go there, but that didn't happen. You used the word startup. In a lot of ways, that's what the situation he's in right now in L.A.
Yeah, same thing.
And now you've got all these players who, you know, they don't know what the future holds. And they all think, you know, Magic yesterday, we all like Magic Johnson, but to come out and say, oh, players get traded all the time, why are you treating them like babies? That's not really the case. It's not that players, that anybody's sad that these players could be on the move. The players don't like it because they feel like the best player on their team is the one trying to trade them.
Yeah.
So you have that whole dynamic.
Yes.
Or in LeBron's case, change the coach every 6 minutes. And Fred, at this point, I'm not really even interested in LeBron. You know, I'm not interested in him with the Sixers anymore anyway. I'm more interested in Kevin Durant if they decide to move on from Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, but like that was a what if. Now, what's next? Like, Frank, so What's next out west? So how do you see the Warrior thing kind of flushing out?
Is this the last part of that?
Yeah, I thought, you know, after that whole thing happened against the Clippers when Durant and Draymond Green got into it, like a week later they had a game on and Jeff Van Gundy was doing the game. I thought he brought up a great point. He said, you know, you don't get bored of winning. You know, and that's something that I think the Warriors might have to fight. Now, what helps them is that, you know, they're two homegrown stars, you know, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. They don't get wrapped up in all the nonsense.
Nah.
Like, who's got a camp? Whose agent is sending the, you know, I want it to be my team. It's none of that utter nonsense that goes on with too many NBA teams. So that because they're kind of like the adults in the room, and maybe the fact that their dads played in the NBA and their dads were kind of role players, maybe that factors into it a little bit, but they really don't have that sense of entitlement. And also they embrace the idea of Kevin Durant's our team. Great. He's going to win finals MVP. Great. Like they don't, all they know is that they keep winning championships. They're both making a ton of money. How great is it to play with other great players? So they're the ones that kind of keep that going. So why Kevin Durant would want to leave, that to me makes no sense. But if you do leave, you better make sure he's going to the right place because he's going to be 31 at the start of next season. You know, his body is a little freakish. You never know, like one little injury, how that could impact him. Don't mess up a good thing. If he does leave, you better make sure you're going into a good situation.
Yeah, and he doesn't have years to burn either.
Exactly.
Like LeBron. And the thing is, too, Frank, we all know, like I put an asterisk next to him because he had that team down 3-1. And they choked, and he goes, well, if I can't beat them, I'll join them. So his legacy could be a little bit in peril, too. And does he want to go to the Knicks with that ownership? With Kyrie, who's a flake, too?
Frankie knows all about that ownership.
Yeah, I mean, you know that, Frank.
Well, here's the thing, too. If you look at, you know, really the Knicks over the past 15 to 20 years, and you think about players, coaches, and executives, which guy came to New York and it actually enhanced their legacy? Did it help Larry Brown? Did it help Phil Jackson?
Wow, man.
Isaiah?
Did it help Damaris Stoudemire? Yeah. Did it help Isaiah Thomas? Did it help Carmelo Anthony? Not really. You know, like J.R. Smith was sixth man of the year, okay, but then he went to Cleveland and won a championship. Tyson Chandler was defensive player of the year, all right, but he did win a championship when he was in Dallas. Like, I think Jeremy Lin was the one guy that you could point to and say, like, it helped him being in New York. And then, of course, the Knicks ended up not matching that offer.
Yeah.
And they let him walk away. But if you really look at coaches, executives, and players, it's not like everyone that's come to New York has been like the best thing that's ever happened in their career. Now, financially, it might have been great. And in terms of their lifestyle, it may have been great. But it hasn't worked out basketball-wise. And at some point, you have to sit back and say, all right, how come it doesn't seem to work here? Is that how much of that falls on ownership, kind of the infrastructure that they have in place? Or how much is it like players look at coming to New York, all right, I'm just going to, this is great. I can't wait to live in New York and hang out. And maybe from a basketball standpoint, they lose a little bit of their edge, but there's something's going on there.
I don't know. I mean, back when you and I were working together and the Knicks were, you know, Jeff was the coach and, you know, that group, which, you know, played the Rockets in the finals. What, I mean, that was great basketball. I mean, Patrick Ewing, does it just have to do with, like, losing check-its and then, you know, Dolan takes over? Is that where that thing is?
Yeah, a lot of that definitely has to do with the ownership. And, you know, you also had a star player in Patrick Ewing who, you know, there were times when Patrick couldn't even practice during the season because his knees were messed up, but he played in every game. You know, and I think maybe the mentality of the player were different. But I think the ownership in the front office allowed the players to kind of be, to do their thing.
Yeah.
And as opposed to, you know, the owner getting involved. Here's what the Knicks keep doing. They keep changing coaches. They keep changing management. And is it really helping? The owner stays the same. I know that. But if you look at, like, Porzingis, they're all giving him a hard time. Porzingis was already on his fourth head coach, his second team president, his third GM. It's like, God.
Yeah.
You know, it's like nonstop change.
Why would he want to stay?
Yeah, that's a
mess. The only thing that doesn't change is the losing. That's
that's a constant.
That's right, Frankie. Last thing, and we appreciate you. And now that we're a basketball town, it's my opportunity to get you on more. Do you give any of these teams, obviously the Sixers first, any shot against Golden State?
Oh, I definitely do. I mean, remember last season? You know, everybody talked, and I love Golden State. I think it's going to be very difficult to beat them four times. First of all, by the time you get them in a finals, they will have gone through three rounds already. Who knows how that's going to impact them. But, you know, they were down 3-2 to Houston last year. Yeah. And Houston lost Chris Paul. So it is time. And by the way, they were down in game 6 and 7 by double digits.
Yeah, that's right.
So they were very vulnerable. I think, hey, whoever comes out of the East, any of those four teams I mentioned, with all due respect to Indiana, because I just don't think with Oladipo they can do it. But any of those top four teams that come out, I give them a legitimate chance. It'll be fun to see for, you know, we'll see something different.
Finally.
What I love about it is there's a very good chance that if the Lakers make the playoffs, the Warriors will get LeBron in the first round. So they'll see each other again in the playoffs.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Trounce
Frankie,
them.
Great stuff, my brother.
Thanks, Frank.
Family all right?
Good. How about you? You know, my daughter's at a school in Philadelphia. I'm not going to give up that information, which one it is, but I'm down there all the time.
Cuss. Well, I expect a text message the next time you're down here. All right, Uncle Anthony, if he needs something, Uncle Anthony's right here.
I'll give you a little hint. They got a good basketball team.
Oh, I love it.
It is a basketball team.
Mainline living.
You know Jay, listen, Uncle Ant's close with Jay Wright, all right? So whatever you need.
Tell him to pick up some of that darn tuition. That's what I needed to do. I'm working three jobs, not because I'm some star, because that's out of necessity.
I feel you, brother. I feel you, man. Good to hear from you. Make sure next time you come down, all right?
All right, I definitely will.
All right, brother.
All right,
thanks, Frank.
I'll see you guys. Thanks.
There he is, Frank Isola, ESPN. And
right for the Athletic.
NBA Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah, we go way back there.
Oh, man.
We were both at the Post together.
You guys had a few drinks?
Yes. Yes. And he went to the Daily News. And we used to just go around. Benny in South Beach, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I was always the guy that covered the other team. He covered the Knicks. So I was responsible for
Indiana.
Miami.
Yeah.
So I would always do like all the Heat practice. And
oh, that's cool though. You got variants.
Oh, yeah. And I would stay with the Heat. Like, so basketball was so big back then in New York, that I would go and spend, during the end of the regular season, I would go hang in Miami, cover those rounds of the playoffs, assuming that they would meet.
Tough assignment.
Yeah, it was great.
South Beach. You down in South Beach.
I was down there like a month at a Marriott Marquis.
Getting all tanned up.
Yeah, I was the best. Yeah.
I could see you roaming around the streets of South.
It's Game Day, it was.
Down here hanging out with the Heat.
Yeah, I loved it.
Watching NBA playoffs.
It was the best.
You got a charmed life, brother.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to have Bring the Heat. And then at 1:15, if you missed it earlier, we had a great experience today. Elton Brand, Sixers general manager, and team president Chris Heck came in today. Sat with us for a good 20, 25 minutes, talking about the NBA trade deadline, kind of the arc of this whole Sixers thing from, you know, the last 6 years, and kind of how crazy this evolution, I guess, has been for this team.
Totally.
And Elton, you know, we asked him all kinds of different questions from the trade deadline, Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler. You asked a great question about Jimmy Butler. Do you worry about him? So if you missed the interview, we're going to re-air it coming up at 1:15, and I hope that you'll check it out. It is the Midday Show. It's Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. And guess what? We come to you exclusively right here on 97.5 The Fact. But I got to tell you about Window Nation, because, you know, smart shoppers, they're savvy. And they know the best deals, they come in the off-season. So if you're going to buy a snowblower, snow boots, or a sweater, you buy it in the summertime. You save a ton of money if you buy it in the summer, because nobody's lining up to buy a snowblower in August. If you wait until the fall, when the cold weather's coming, you pay full price. Window Nation knows this as well, and they're offering an amazing deal. Buy two windows and get two free, and get 0% financing for 5 full years, which means if you buy 4, you can get 4 free. If you buy 8, you get 8 free, no limit. Plus, do yourself a favor. Call by Sunday, because with the purchase of a house of windows, they'll pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Window Nation does a room-by-room install, so that way they cause as little of a disturbance in your home as possible, plus they're paying your heating bill. Window Nation needs to keep the factory busy and their installers working during the slower months. And after this nasty cold weather, we're experiencing it again here today, you probably need new windows. You feel the cold air coming in. That's like throwing money out the window. So buy in the off-season and pay the lowest price of the year, guaranteed. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com, where you get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy and no limit. 0% financing for 5 full years. Here's the number, 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. And when you do, tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.